Hi, I'm Nancy Dufresne. Welcome to our podcast channel. We know you'll be blessed by today's message.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm reminded, I just finished a month or so ago filming some of the daily episodes for Jesus the Healer. And we took something that Dad Hagen said, and he said, When reverence and honor are restored, there will be a multiplication of the, and a restoration and a multiplication of the miraculous power of God. This room, this week, reverence and honor, reverence and honor, reverence and honor. Can I tell you, so many times people think that reverence and honor just means quiet. Reverence and honor means moving with Him. Someone can be in a quiet position physically, a reverent posture, and not moving with Him. Reverence and honor means following him, moving. When He says do something, we say yes sir. So we've all come to reverence and honor Him. Only the part of the word that we reverence is the part we can partake of. Only the part we honor is the part we can receive of. We've come to receive with from every flow that God has for us this week. Amen. We call Him Savior. We call Him Healer. We call Him Provider, Restorer, Redeemer. All that you need, He is that. If you'll honor Him as that, and we've come to honor Him as that, only the parts of the word we honor are the parts that we'll partake of. So we've come to honor all of it. Amen. Hallelujah. We worship You, Father. We glorify You. We glorify You. We magnify You. We glorify You. We glorify You. Hallelujah. 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 Now, everyone just put your hands down for a moment. But if you say, I can already tell something is different and something that was called out, or maybe it wasn't even called out, but you can say, I can tell something's already beginning to change or has changed, raise your hand. Let me see your hand. Raise your hand real high so we can see it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's hands going up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're testifying that His power is for us. Amen. And we take it. Hallelujah. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. You can be seated if you would. Hallelujah. Be seated if you would tonight. We glorify You. We magnify You. Hallelujah. How many of you say the Lord is good? And His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Can I tell you something? God's not mad at you. So just relax. Because the accuser of the brethren paints you in a negative light to you. To try to get you to not receive of His goodness and love for you. So we've come to receive this week. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me tonight, if you would. And listen, we'll just let the Holy Ghost do whatever He wants to do in what order He wants to do it, right? Psalm chapter 105. How many of you know under a new covenant, it's a better covenant? What's that mean? Everything that the old covenant contained, But more.
Amen.
Better.
Amen. Amen.
How many of you know the word tells us we're redeemed from the curse of the law?
Yes.
How many of you know we're not redeemed from the blessing of the law?
That's right. Amen. Amen.
We don't need to be redeemed from the blessing. So everything they had of the blessing, but more.
Amen. Amen.
More.
But everything that was of the curse doesn't apply anymore.
Amen.
Doesn't apply anymore to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So Psalm chapter 105. Hello, Pastor Debbie. I missed you. Psalm 105 and verse 37. This ought to thrill you. This verse, Psalm 105, verse 37, talking of when God delivered his people out of Egypt. He brought them forth also with silver and gold. Look at this. And there was not one. Not one. Not one. Not one. Feeble person among their tribes. Not one. And our covenant's better.
Better.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I was reading this a couple of weeks ago. And I got jealous for the body of Christ.
Yes.
That we ought to be able to say not one. Because history tells us we're talking 3 million Hebrews. Yeah. Not one.
Not one.
How great is God's power? You have to think of this. Not one feeble one among them. We're talking about slave bodies now.
Yes.
We're not just talking about businessmen.
No.
We're not talking about the housewife.
Right.
We're talking about abused bodies, overworked, neglected, not given proper treatment, and not one.
Right.
Not one of them feeble.
Yes.
Think of that. How large that is of an offer.
Yeah. That's so good.
Hallelujah.
When did that wholeness happen? Well, you'll remember on the Passover night, every household was to take a lamb, put the blood on the doorposts, on the lintel, the top of it, on the sides of it. But not just that, that wasn't all. Then they were to be in the house doing something. Eating. Eat the lamb. How many of you know Jesus is the lamb slain?
Yes.
And Jesus is the Word made flesh.
Yes.
As you eat the Word,
yes.
As we eat the Word this week, as we eat the Word this week, it is possible. Not one feeble. Not one. Not one. Not one. But the thing is, we've gotten used to many. Seriously. Even in our own lives, we've gotten used to that hurting, coping with this, managing with that, living with this. What is that? Wrong thinking.
Yes.
Wrong thinking robs us of the highest flow. And we need to sober up and say no Hebrew.
Right.
Come on.
No Hebrew with a lesser covenant.
Come on.
Come on.
Amen.
Should have more than me. And if they do, I'm doing it wrong and I'm not okay with doing it wrong anymore.
Amen.
I'm not okay with doing it wrong anymore. Amen. Exodus chapter 11. I just want you to see one quick phrase. Exodus chapter 11. Hallelujah. God said something to me years ago. He said, you will have everything you're okay with. He didn't say you'll have everything I provided. He said you'll have everything you're okay with. If you're okay with having to deal with that recurring problem. But if you ever decide I'm done dealing with and hosting what ought not be part of my life, the power of God will back you up. But we have to get done with it.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Exodus chapter 11, and just the last phrase of verse 7. That you may know how that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. What's that mean? God puts a difference between the world and His people. God put a difference. That difference needs to show up more than it's showing up. Not in attitude, but in the fruit of our life. In the flow of our life. That our bodies shouldn't look like the unsaved neighbors down the road. Our homes should not look like the homes of the unsaved neighbors down the road. Our marriages, our children, our finances should not look like. Should not. And if they are, in comparison similar, we're doing it wrong. We don't have less, we're doing it wrong. Notice this, it said, when we said that God delivered His people, He brought them forth. Also, I love this. I'm just going back. You stay where you're at. I'm going back to that Psalm 105. He brought them forth with. Yes. With. Wow. He can't bring us, He doesn't ever bring us forth without.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Amen. When He brings us forth, it's with something.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There needs to be a difference in our bodies.
Yes. Amen.
That's right.
There needs to be a difference in our bodies and everybody else's body that doesn't belong to Christ. There needs to be a difference. And if it's not different, we've got to quit being okay with that. Let's honor the word. Amen. You know this, and we won't take time to turn there. James said, is there any sick among you?
Right.
Meaning he was expecting that there be no sick. Instead of saying, the 94% of you that are sick among you. He said, is there? He wasn't assuming there was. Why? Because we're offered none. No sickness. Not one. Not one. Not one. We need to purpose to receive. On purpose. What He offers. Know this. You don't float into this flow. You take definite steps to occupy that flow and stay in that flow.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus walked up to the man at the pool of Bethesda and He said this, wilt thou be made whole? He offered him wholeness. He didn't offer him feeling better. He didn't offer him, do you want your home put back together? Offered wholeness, not just for the body, but spirit, soul, body, wholeness. Jesus has never offered us partial. He's always only offered us wholeness. Why would we settle for partial? Amen. Matthew chapter 9, verse 2. This isn't deep. This is just to rattle our cage.
Amen. Amen.
That what have we been okay with?
So good.
Something on the inside of us has to change so that things around us will change. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 2. We'll just take a moment and read this whole passage. Matthew 9 verse 2. And behold, they brought to Him a sick man of the palsy lying on a bed. I like this next phrase. And Jesus seeing their faith. Jesus seeing their faith. Jesus didn't see a healed man there. They were carrying a man who needed healing, but Jesus saw their faith. He wasn't occupied with the man's body. He's occupied with, can I see faith?
Yeah.
And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? Verse 5, For whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed and go unto thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Notice this, that Jesus said, whether is easier to say? To say. To say. The arising of this man was in saying. It's all about saying. It's not hard to say.
No.
I'm done with this.
Right.
I'm done living this way. And to say it every day. I'm done living that way. Notice he didn't say which is easier to do. Why? Because God doesn't ask you to do it. He asks you to say it. He does it. Which is easier to say. We turn it hard. We turn it hard. Amen. Are y'all a little cold in here? Yes. Pay attention to that for me. Healing, look at this. Healing is as easy as saying. Healing is as easy as saying. Healing is as easy as saying. Body parts needing to be put back is as easy as saying. Body parts that need to be restored is as easy as saying.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Something that's not been working for years is as easy as saying. What turns it hard? We leave saying and go to thinking. He didn't say anything about your thinking.
Yeah.
It's all about your saying.
My God.
Jesus is letting us know how he worked, how he cooperated with God who worked this miracle. I say it, God does it.
That's right.
There's a divine order.
Yes.
God, something has to be said before something can be performed.
Yeah.
You're not left with the performing part. It's not your job to get rid of pain.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Not your
Amen.
Job to get rid of sickness.
Yes.
It's not your job to feel bad because you're feeling pain. That's now, what right. I mean by that is to feel under condemnation and guilt.
Come on. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Because the devil will accuse your faith that if you had faith, you wouldn't be feeling this. What you feel has nothing, is none of the devil's business.
Amen.
And you better
Amen.
Tell him so.
Amen.
And I will not feel bad about my faith walk just because I feel pain.
Amen.
Come on.
Because it's not about what you feel, it's about what you say.
Yeah.
It's about what you say. Because even when you're feeling bad, start saying something. Even when there's pain, start saying something. Because he said, which is easier to say. How simple.
Hallelujah.
What's this mean? Your healing is easy.
Yes.
Your miracle is easy.
Yes.
Pastor Nancy, you don't understand how complicated my situation is. Your answer is easy.
Yes.
Quit calling it complicated.
Yes.
Call it easy.
Yes.
From now to, you know what your homework assignment is when you leave this place? You call everything easy.
Yes.
Everything easy.
Yes.
Everything is easy.
Yes.
Every situation you're facing, I call you easy. Easy for God's power. You're not working it. Easy for God's power. Where do we struggle when we call it hard? When we call it difficult? When we say, but my situation, we lay such credibility on the opposition. Instead of saying, you are easy to fix.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Say it's easy. Jesus approached this, which is easier. This is what he said. He's calling this palsy an easy situation.
Yes. Amen.
He didn't call anything hard.
That's good.
He called it easy. And he's telling them, I'm showing you how to do this. It's easy to say. It's easy to say. What turns it hard? Our thinking. We try to analyze it. We try to reason it, calculate it, measure it. Wonder when it's going to leave. None of our business. It's our job to say, this is easy. This is so easy for God. This is so easy for God. This is so easy for God. The devil wants you to think it's hard because it's then outside your faith is what he wants to accuse you with. This is beyond your faith. But it's all about, it's so easy to say. It's so easy for me to say that I have no more pain. It's so easy for me to say that I have those body parts back. It is so easy to say. It is so easy to say that my home is paid for. It is so easy to say that my children are fulfilling the plan of God. It's so easy for me to say that the past is gone.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But there's something about flesh that loves to make it hard.
Yes.
What was it? The leper. Was it Naaman? The leper. The military man.
Yeah.
Naaman.
Yeah.
He was not a Jew. But he had a little Jewish servant gal in his home. And she was carried off into captivity and into the home of this man and served there. And she saw the condition of him and saw, no doubt, the struggles that would have been accompanying that condition. And she said, oh, I wish that my master was where the prophet was. Notice this, she didn't say, good enough for you. You carried me into captivity. No offense about her place, about her condition, her compassion. Right? She could have taken the wrong viewpoint. But she says, oh, I wished you were where the prophet was, because then you'd receive your healing. And there was an exchange that happened. And a communication that happened, and he set up a time that he would travel to where the prophet lived. And the prophet didn't even come out and see this man of honor, didn't see this decorated military man. He sent his servant to the door and said, go dip 7 times in the River Jordan and your flesh will come again clean. What happened? He said something. He said something easy to do.
Yes.
It's easy.
It's easy.
It's
easy.
He just said something easy to go dip 7 times. We can all dip 7 times. Even people who can't swim, Ramoses. They crack me up. They're from the Philippines. They live on an island and they can't swim. But even better than that, Pastor Noel signed up for the Navy. I love that story. I'm not mocking you. Naaman was in the same situation, I'm assuming. Even someone who can't swim can dip. You don't have to have any skill to dip.
Come on.
Yeah, just go dip 7 times. And when Naaman heard the simplicity of the directions, he was offended. Why? It was beneath him. He was a man that was used to acts of valor. He was a man who was used to doing things in life and death situations. He was a man of bravery, of courage, and he was ready to take on the next brave command to deal with this. And it's, go dip. God disappointed his humanity.
What a lesson. My God.
And he would not do it because he thought it was beneath him.
Right, right, come on.
He was used to hard tasks. You know what? So many Christians are used to the hard mental processes they go through before they arrive in their head at their answer. If we're on the hard road, we're on the wrong road. Because God doesn't put his children in a hard flow. He puts us in an easy flow. And Naaman refused. He was going to pick up his little pride and just go back home unhealed rather than to be deprived of the honor of doing something hard to earn his healing. And God was saying, you can't earn what belongs to me. The glory belonged to God. Naaman was used to being celebrated in his bravery. But not on this one, you're not. Not on this one. God gets celebrated, not you. So God gives something that's not worth celebrating. You can't go home and say, I'm so great, I dipped 7 times. Yeah, little Johnny, who's 3, he did it 8 times today. So no one goes home bragging that I dipped 7 times in my great faith. No, just keep it simple. Why? So that he's not, you don't get tempted to take what's his.
Right.
So he was going to go, he chose the thinking of, I would rather go home unhealed than submit to the simplicity of the juvenile request of that. And a servant checked him and said, Master, if he would have asked something hard of you, you'd have done it. And he didn't ask you of anything hard. He gave you something easy and you won't do it. So many people are used to the hard flow that they don't even recognize the easy flow where their miracle lives. We've all done it. We've all done it. Get in that mental flow. Get in that reasoning. And just, I'm just standing in faith and sweating bullets. A tear in their voice. I'm just hanging on. I'm standing in faith. If your veins are bulging, you're standing on the wrong thing. God gives us something easy. Why? Because Jesus already did the hard part. There's no hard part left.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I just can't forgive that person. Father, it's so easy to forgive them. It's as easy as saying.
Yes, it is.
Well, I don't believe that. Keep saying it. Keep saying it until you shift from what's hard to what's easy. Because we have been practicing many times the hard so long that we don't even know the flow of the easy. Can I say this? Faith is easy. Can I say this? Healing is easy. As long as you stay just trying to do your part. You're going to try to do God's part, you just turned it hard. Why? Because you're not qualified, equipped to do God's part. I love something. I was reading. Brother Richard Roberts called me several months ago, and he said, what are you doing? I was down in Florida, and I said, I'm reading your dad's book. And I said, I want to know why that's not in print. Because we had to scrounge around to find it. It was so, so good. And he said, they're coming back in print. I said, good, good. But in this, Brother Roberts was saying he was in the prayer tower there at ORU and had partners that had sent in letters of their needs. And he said, I was praying so hard for my partners. He said, I was, the heartbreaking conditions that I was reading, all the situations. And he said, I was praying so hard. I was praying so hard for him. And he said, and God spoke to me and stopped me and said, you don't need to pray hard. Pray easy. I do the hard part. I'm believing hard. No. You might be trying hard, but you're not believing hard. Check ourselves, right? Check ourselves. Check ourselves. We don't have to believe hard. We believe easy. And if it's not easy, we're invited to the easy flow. And can I tell you this? It's higher than the hard flow. And listening to some of these ministers who have private airplanes, and they'll talk about them. We were talking with one minister. His plane gets, they cruise at 51,000 feet. You like your commercial flights cruise at 35. Uh-huh. This one cruises at 51. Yes, amen. It's so easy up there. And why do they cruise that high? It's so easy up there.
Yes.
Yeah.
No turbulence. Or little turbulence compared to down here. The easy flow, it's a higher flow. It's not a lesser flow. It's a higher flow. Amen. How we approach it makes all the difference. If we think of it as hard, we turned it hard. Amen. Amen. If we think it's easy, it's easy. I want to read to you, just let me read out of Proverbs 14, verse 30. You can just note it if you want. This is an Amplified Classic. A calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body. A calm. What's that? It's easy.
Yeah.
Right.
When people are trying to struggle with a hard flow, they're not living calm.
Yeah,
that's good. Yes, yes.
Coming up in a healing line.
Yeah.
I receive. I receive. I don't mock it. I'm saying my heart goes out because they're trying. Just come on. I receive. A calm. Calm. Calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body. So how we think and how we approach things with the mental arena is going to show up in our physical body. The Living Bible, this is interesting of that verse. The Living Bible says, a relaxed attitude lengthens a man's life. What's that? It's easy. It's easy. Amen? I've learned this. If something is hard, I'm doing it wrong. It's not about getting the devil to leave me alone. If it's hard, I'm doing it wrong. I'm thinking about it wrong. I'm talking about it wrong.
Right. Amen.
What's our homework? It's all easy.
It's all easy.
Every situation. And I want you, when you go home, be specific in the situation.
Yes.
That problem on the job, it's easy. That difficulty with the child, it's easy now. Why? It's easy to say. Easy to say. I say it's easy. 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 I say my back working right is easy. I say those organs that are compromised, they work easy. They work easy. They work easy. Wrong thinking magnifies hardness. How many times we've magnified hardness? We know we're in wrong thinking now. The renewed mind stays in the easy flow. Can I tell you this? It's beneath our exalted position to struggle. We've been raised and seated with Christ. It is beneath us to struggle. Because we're not living in that mindful of that easy place that we've been raised to. Raised and seated with Him, ruling and reigning, not being pushed around and troubled and harassed, and you can't go to sleep at night because your mind is tormented. God offers you something so far different. Go to bed and just say, it's so easy. It's so easy. Amen. Can I read you just a few words? Let me read you just a few scriptures in connection with this. And we won't take time to turn there, but you might want to note them. Proverbs 13, verse 15. Look at this. The way of the transgressor is hard. Amen. What's that mean? If I'm in the hard flow, I have transgressed His flow. I have stepped out of His flow if it's hard. The way of the transgressor. So you can look at that different ways. If you transgress His plan, you turned your life hard. But if I'm recognizing I'm in a hard flow, then that lets me know I'm out of the flow He offers me. Because the way of the transgressor is hard. Proverbs 14, verse 6, this is the King James. It says, a scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not. But knowledge is easy to him that understands. If we're not calling it easy, we're invited to understand something further. We just need to understand something a little bit further. What is that? He already did the hard part. The Amplified says this of Proverbs 14:6. A scoffer seeks wisdom in vain, for his very attitude blinds and deafens him to it. But knowledge is easy to him who, being teachable, understands. What's this mean? If you'll believe what I say tonight and be teachable, you can walk out of here saying it's easy. When the devil's bombarding your mind, says you don't know what to do about that devil, that's easy. It's easy. It's easy. It's easy. It's easy. You don't understand. This has been off course for years. It's easy. It's easy. It's so easy for me to say it's easy. And if I say it's hard, I turn it hard. Because what we say is the direction it turns. The hard direction or the easy direction. Amen. Proverbs 15:19, and this is the Living Bible. Just note this. Proverbs 15:19, the Living Bible. It says, a lazy fellow has trouble all through life. But look at this. The good man's path is easy. His path is easy. His path is easy. Romans 10:8. This is the Living Bible. It says this, for salvation that comes from trusting Christ, which is what we preach, is already within easy reach of each of us. It is as near as our own hearts and our mouth. What's he saying? You believe with your heart, you say it with your mouth, and now you have just put everything you need within easy reach.
Yes.
What is this? It's the law of faith.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the law of faith. Believe with your heart, say with your mouth. Believe with your heart, say with your mouth. Jesus walked up to that man with palsy, yeah, and he believed in his heart, and he said with his mouth, which is easier to say, rise and walk.
Yeah.
And you say, Pastor Nancy, I'm having trouble believing it in my heart. Well, just keep saying it with your mouth. Just keep saying it with your mouth. Because for years we have told ourselves and dealt with something as hard.
Yes.
You don't change that in a moment sometimes.
Right.
But give yourself time to process it as easy instead of continuing to process it as hard. Amen. I don't know about you. I want the easy part. I said, I want the easy part. Know this, as a new creature in Christ, we are now partakers of a divine nature. The nature of God's on the inside of us. That turns everything easy because we're operating out of His life, His nature. His ability is what we're drawing on when we're calling it easy. We're not drawing on mental ability.
Amen.
We're not drawing on financial ability. We're not drawing on physical ability. We're drawing on divine ability that's on the inside of us. And that turns everything easy because it's the divine one doing it. If you're born again, the nature of God is on the inside of you, and it's in there to perform for you. So that you become a partaker of all that that divine nature has made yours. I love something E.W. Kenyon said. As our minds are renewed, what's it mean our minds renewed? As we begin to think in line with the Word. Think in line with the Word. As our minds are renewed, the devil is no longer a problem to us. Listen to that. As our minds are renewed, the devil is no longer a problem to us. It doesn't mean he leaves us alone. It means that he's not worthy of our notice.
Yes.
Can I tell you this? When we call physical symptoms, this is so easy. This is so easy. Our notice of it will be different.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And it's how we notice something that determines how it lives with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on.
So Kenyon said, as our minds are renewed, the devil is no longer a problem to us. For knowledge of the Word shows and reveals to us His utter defeat and our complete victory.
Amen.
That situation that's tried to trouble you is utterly defeated. It's already utterly defeated. Call it that. It's easy. It's easier to call it utterly defeated than overwhelming.
That's right.
Then Kenyon goes on and says, we are authorized to live as though we have no enemy. For he has been stripped and defeated. Renewing the mind and exercising our faith makes us an intelligent victor.
Amen.
Renewing the mind prepares and equips us to overcome all adversity.
Yes.
When we know that something that's showing up to oppose us has already been utterly defeated, it's easy. Then Dad Hagen would make this statement. Any Christian who is in bondage to an unrenewed mind, not to the devil.
Yeah.
What is he? Wrong thinking. You know what I'm dealing with you about tonight? Thinking. Our thinking. Instead of thinking it's hard.
Right.
Call it easy. Because it's easier to say.
Amen.
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 Isn't this true? There's nothing more draining than a troubled mind. There's nothing more tiring than a troubled mind. Nothing more tiring than doing what we ought not be doing.
Well.
You'll never get away from your mind. So you might as well have one you live with.
That's right.
How many times we'd like to take it up and set it on the table and walk on out the door without that?
Yeah, that's good.
Not going to happen.
No, it's not.
So what's that mean? Take charge of the way you think.
Yeah, exactly.
Think in line with the Word. Yeah. Think in line with who you are
right,
in Christ.
Right. Yeah.
The devil is always trying to point you back to who you are in the flesh, because in the flesh you fail. But in faith and in your spirit, man, you're in Christ. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we better not go any further. We're going to start digging a whole nother hole and throw the devil in it. Why? We don't live in holes anymore. He lives in holes. He's going to be cast into a bottomless pit. What's this mean? For 1,000 years, the sensation of falling and cannot find his bearings, cannot find footing anywhere. We throwing him in a hole. Hallelujah. Stand with me to your feet tonight. Father, we thank you for your word. Aren't you thrilled with his word tonight? It's easy. It's easy. I'm living in the easy flow. I'm living in the easy flow. How easy was it for all of those Hebrews to walk out of Egypt, since there was not one feeble one among them? It was so easy for them to just walk out. Amen. If I could say this before you get out of bed in the morning, start talking about how easy today is. Start talking about how easily your body works. How easily those body parts work. How easily the money comes that you need. How easily you're able to put your hand to something and see it fulfilled. Amen. You're talking about something, you might as well talk about easy. Better than that, how about going to bed tonight thinking how easy it is? Which is easier to say? Which is easier to say? Which is easier to say? It's so easy to say. It's so easy to say. That's why believing is so easy for you. That's believing is so easy for you because it's so easy to say. Because the devil always says, you don't have enough faith. Devil, it's so easy to say. It's so easy to say. God's working on it right now. Every answer I need is moving in my life. The power of God's working right. It's so easy to say it. It's so easy to say it. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight. Just lift up your hands. Lift up your voice to him tonight. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. My health is so easy. My wholeness is so easy. That condition that's so hard for man is so easy with God. It's so easy with God. We have given so much clout to certain words of sickness and disease. And why? Because they have shown themselves to push around humanity. But they can't push around the divine nature in you. Amen.
We trust you've enjoyed this message. Visit us at DufresneMinistries.org to learn of our upcoming meetings, share your testimony, become a partner, or visit our online store. This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Dufresne Ministries.